Notice of Status Investigation and Liability, Justice Anirvan Writes, June 29, 2021, by Justice Anirvan Writes, Big Lake, Alaska. First, no virus related to the purported pandemic has ever been isolated. Second, there is a set and official scientific protocol used to isolate viruses, and that protocol has never been initiated, an indication of bad faith and deceit and purposeful negligence. Third, as no virus related to this purported pandemic has been proven to exist, there are no valid tests, no spike proteins, no excuse for masks or any vaccination. Fourth, the patented scrap of mRNA they are talking about and calling a virus is only a couple dozen base pairs long, while an actual virus has thousands of base pairs. Fifth, out of 1,500 samples from cadavers listed as victims of this man-made plague, none showed the presence of anything but plain old influenza A and influenza B. Sixth, as a result of failure to produce any samples of any actual virus, the Centers for Disease Control are being sued for fraud by multiple universities. Seventh, in 2013, in a U.S. Supreme Court case, Pathology v. Myriad Genetics Incorporated, 569 U.S. 576, the court ruled that changing the human genome via an mRNA injection creates a new genome that can be patented and owned by the patent holder. Eighth, everyone who received the purported vaccine is now patented and owned as property by the vermin. Ninth, everyone who has been jabbed are considered transhuman. Tenth, transhumans are not considered natural, so have no natural and unalienable rights. 11th, transhumans are not considered humans, so they have no human rights. 12th, transhumans can have no equal civil rights, because any standard of equal rights has been destroyed. 13th, HJ Resolution 48 of the 116th Congress, 2019-2020, proposes a constitutional amendment that those rights protected by the constitutional agreements apply to natural persons only. 14th, read this as a deliberate, malicious, vicious fraud scheme designed to evade constitutional obligations, to redefine living people as things and as slaves, for the benefit of foreign commercial corporations. 15th, anyone branded as a transhuman is protected by actions taken by the American state assemblies, prohibiting any claims against living people based on ingestion of patented mRNA and making enforcement of any such claim against a living man or woman a capital-level crime deserving death by hanging or firing squad. 16th, people harmed by this same hideous fraud scheme are invited and encouraged to join their state assemblies. 17th, those members of the military who have been deprived of their health and their rights and used as guinea pigs in breach of trust are invited to join our state assemblies as state nationals. 18th, there is no virus proven to exist, but there is a vicious and premeditated fraud scheme related to the phony vaccine, which is designed to deprive Americans of their most fundamental identities and rights. 19th, those responsible are denizens in the District of Columbia and are self-evidently guilty of treason and malicious genocide and premeditated crimes against humanity. 20th, we, Americans, are not U.S. citizenry even though half of our population has been victimized by these criminals and millions of Americans have been deliberately misidentified, defrauded, and targeted for genocide by these criminals claiming refuge in the District of Columbia. It's time for the international community to join the actual American government in putting an end to these vicious commercial crimes and in arresting and punishing all those perpetuating these atrocities. Anna Maria Reisinger, fiduciary. The United States of America. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anirvan Writes' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Source, Notice of Status Investigation and Liability, PDF. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.